Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Time flies when you're having fun. Having a great visit with our good friend Ken Yancey, and I hope you'll check his website out, score.org, and you'll find that, don't forget to find that e-business link there while you're there. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Lots of things there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You can check out my blog. My newsletter is there. I hope you'll subscribe to that. Take the poll question. We ask a different question every week right there on the homepage, and lots of other stuff that will help you there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ken Yancey and I are talking about, we're just talking about one of the great resources that SCORE is making available. Say that link again, Ken.
E-Business Now.
E-Business Now.
ebusinessnow.org, and you can put that in your favorite search engine, and you'll get right there.
And if they want to find a SCORE chapter, Ken's CEO of SCORE, ladies and gentlemen, as you, if you've been listening, you already know. And if they want to join or take advantage, I should say, of a local chapter, or if they want to volunteer, if they want to become a volunteer, they can find the map there and a way to find where the local activity is right there on your website, right?
Absolutely, and that's on score.org, and you can find a mentor on eBusiness Now as well. So,
yeah.
For those of you that want to talk to somebody about how you're using technology, we have volunteers with that type of experience that would love to sit down and chat with you and answer your questions. And not everybody's comfortable, as you know, Jim, with the cloud and with technology, and the opportunity to sit down and talk to someone often is far more valuable than what you're going to read.
I bet your guys are really useful for some of the older generations who are trying to get their business into the 21st century. There's a lot of them out there. I'm just imagining one of the questions that they're getting from some of the folks who are a little bit behind the curve on the technology and on the cloud connection. I bet the one of the big questions is what about security? What do you think?
Security is a big question, and if it's not a big question, it should be. You should understand, the risks that you have in any environment, whether it's cloud-based or on the internet or in your business. You should understand those. And, we're real fortunate from a cloud standpoint. As an example, we're using a client relationship management system, very well known, called Salesforce.com. And the great thing about this is that's the same system that's used by many Fortune 500 companies, which means that my data is on a server that is as secure and as well managed as many Fortune 500 companies. And, those for a small organization like SCORE, we're only 17 employees, as you know, Jim, that's a real gift. And we have put in protocols, password protocols, and other things that allow us to further protect those assets. And, it's important that any small business do that. You need to have a security plan for your technology, whether it's a normal rotation of passwords. You need to talk to your people about how to select a secure password. You need to make sure that people understand what data is to be protected and what is not. They need to know about phishing emails and what to respond to and not to respond to. Those things are getting
it's
real simple to do.
Those things are getting pretty sophisticated, those phishing emails.
They really are, and it's important that any small business owner have a security plan, and that's not hard to put together. And I heard your guest previously talking about having some rules within the business about how to use technology. Well, you need to have those same rules about data security. What can you take home? What can you not take home? We've heard all the stories of laptops with serious amounts of critical personal data being stolen in car backseats.
But this is no different from the thing what's been going on for centuries, and that's protecting your inventory, protecting your assets. You wouldn't leave your car unlocked. You wouldn't open up the the door to the warehouse and leave it open overnight. You don't do the you do the same kind of protection, the same kind of policies with your cyber assets.
That's absolutely right, and it's important. I was on a panel recently with Chairman Julius Genachowski of the FCC and former Secretary of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff talking about cybersecurity and the things that, that companies can do. And, you know, this isn't hard, and it's not anything.
It's not rocket science anymore, and it's and it's affordable. That's the main thing.
You don't have to be afraid of it either, Jim. Hey, all you got to do is take normal precautions.
Exactly. Hey, Ken, I got to wrap it up. Score.org, ebusinessnow.org, too, is that right?
That's correct. So ebusinessnow.org, score.org. Jim, always a pleasure being here.
Thanks for being here, Ken. Good job. Keep up the good work. Ken Yancey, ladies and gentlemen, they can do good work over there at Score. I encourage you to take advantage of what they offer. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.